You all know the date of your birthday. The first milestone in your life as a person entering the world, something to celebrate. Now look ahead with Monday's chapel in mind. What about your last day? What about the last day when everyone, ready or not, is going to leave this world? We look to Jesus for more information on that. What he says in Matthew 24, selected verses. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Also verse 44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Forecasting judgment day is impossible. Scripture teaches that. But people try anyway and fail. That doesn't mean we shouldn't take it seriously, judgment day. Jesus put it this way before his ascension. He told his disciples 2,000 years ago to expect his return at any point during their lifetime. They all died. And centuries go by, up to the present day, May 23rd, 2026. If graduation 2026 comes and goes, that won't surprise us. If the summer break turns into another school year, and you're back here in the fall, that won't surprise us. In fact, we're planning for it with a new prof and a new dorm parent. But if the last day happens tomorrow or in the middle of your math final next week, that would surprise us a lot because of the suddenness, as though we're not expecting it, even though we should. Let's absorb the truth of our text under this theme. Be ready at all times, he tells us. Ready with faith in him as your confidence to meet the Lord and join him in your Father's house. I want to combine John 14 with the Matthew 24 text. Jesus makes a connection between his ascension back to heaven and his return on the last day. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So that last day that we have, whether a day of death or judgment day, is not something to dread, but a day to embrace because of the upgrade, like the ultimate graduation of every believer. Tomorrow we celebrate in Christian worship the Lord's ascension. It's a chance to hear the ascension gospel that has quite a few things to say about your future. As Jesus said, if he goes back to heaven, it has to mean that he will return to claim us. It also means that when the Lord goes to his heavenly glory, that says, as far as the Father is concerned, that everything Jesus did in our place was satisfactory. And that translates into all your sins are paid for. All of them are forgiven. Heaven is open now. Your spot and mine are reserved in that place, even though we don't deserve it. Or to use the words that Jesus said, he has prepared a place for us. Done. Right now, he is preparing us for that place as a work in progress, something he's going to finish. And it all sounds very optimistic. Well, going back to the Matthew 24 verses, there is a warning not to be caught unawares. That warning needs to be understood according to why it was said. Your endurance to the end, the survival of my faith and your faith, is not an automatic thing. Yes, we have a God-given faith, but because of the flesh, there is still the potential to let it go. And the devil's doing whatever he can to drag us down. He's the reason for all the false teachings, the persecution, one temptation after another. Because he knows that if we fall into one trap, one sin that we don't repent of, that's the beginning of the downfall. Our faith in decline. Thanks be to God, though, that the Savior overpowers Satan and will deal with our flesh. He does that by using the truth and the power of his word to steer you away from falsehood, steer you around temptation. He does this by way of claiming us and then recovering you and me if we happen to fall. Likewise, there is in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ something solid for your faith to grab onto with the power of the Holy Spirit making that happen. When Jesus says, be ready, it's more than a command. It's empowering in that he causes you to rely on him rather than yourself. And that makes it a fail-safe exit strategy. Have you heard that term before? Exit strategy? We spend sometimes once a month trying to do that, getting out of a building that happens to be on fire through the exit strategy of a fire drill. When they send troops into combat, there's supposed to be an exit strategy on how to bring them home when the mission is over. Here at ILC, you have learned a guaranteed exit strategy in which we escape, we leave this world to become permanent residents in the Father's house. That exit becomes an entrance centered on using his word, the gospel word, as the daily diet of your faith, as the constant light for your path, as the only way to get ready and stay ready for that glorious conclusion when you do meet the Lord in person and join him forever in your Father's house. With that glorious end in mind, we even pray, come, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll close our worship today with hymn 611, the last three stanzas. Stanzas 5, 6, and 7 of hymn 611.